Andy, congratulations on the win. How pleased not only with the result but the performance on the whole?
Yeah, really pleased with a clean sheet. But we started the game really well. A lovely goal, lovely well-worked goal between Willow and Zeb. Zeb put a great ball in, and Yates, he don't get many headers in his career, but back stick, he's got header, so that was good. And then we went a little bit flat then after that. We lost a little bit of confidence. They got in a few times, and we've made it, you know, defend properly, last ditch tackling. But, you know, Stacky's not had to have a shot to save first half, nor did their keeper. We just had it, talked about it at half time. Their change when they went to, they basically put another big lad on, and I think it actually helped us a little bit more. Mac had started winning more headers, and the big nine kept dropping in and making it difficult. That change actually helped us, I felt. So, but their keeper's done really well second half, has he? I think he made two or three good saves. I feel for Willow, he deserves a goal. His performance was excellent, and again tonight didn't stop running. But in general, that's an all-round team performance, and defending for allies, something we didn't do enough last year. Clean sheets, we didn't get enough clean sheets, and that's not an easy team to play against. You know, they come, they put in long throws, they go from back to front and then get off the bits. It's very difficult to defend, and you know, we've got people out on their feet in there, really. Raider Johnson, most of them wins. You know, they put a real good shift in tonight, so I'm over the moon with that. Back to back wins, and let's take a lot of confidence ready for Wrexham on Saturday.
You had a slight change of formation as well, so how pleased with the way the players adapted to that tonight?
Yeah, well, we have got such a small squad now. You know, if we pick up injuries, we have, the squad is tight, and unfortunately Boise failed a fitness test before the game with a back problem, so we decided to go to a back four. George Dowling picked up a little hamstring in training, and Danny Ollins was just a rest. Because Danny's 34, he's done great. He's had an all pre-season, and I think with the midfield players we've got, you know, I think I could afford to do that with our midfield. You know, so Dutchie comes back into contention for Saturday, but fresh. You know, I think we have to do that. So, you know, obviously the Boyce one was forced upon us, and George not being on the bench, and I say Dutchie was just more of a rest for the weekend. So, you know, but if we do get injuries, then we are tight on numbers.
George Dowling, Andrew Boyce and Joey Jones, any of them likely to be back in contention Saturday, do you think?
It'd be touching. I think Boyce, he may have a chance. It's a back problem, you know, so I don't think it's anything major. But, you know, I'm sure of a bit of rest. I would say he'd be OK. Obviously, Dutchie's going to be OK. He's going to be fresh. George, I would say it's touch and go. He had a problem last year at Bristol, and when he went on loan to Torquay, he was hamstring. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Is this time last week I spoke to you after the Sutton game. So how proud are you of the way the players have responded since then? It seems like a long 7 days, really, for those two wins.
Yeah, I mean, like we've all seen, I think the two games that we lost, we could have easily got something out of those games, certainly the first one. And the second one was, you know, like we already mentioned about the penalty. But I said that if we keep working hard, keep together, you know, the results will come, and keep the performances. And, you know, they've done that tonight and got their rewards again.